She's a Grammy-winning singer, songwriter. She's an actress. She's a world record holder. She does it all. Ashanti is joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, is this true? You're in the Guinness Book of World Records like a million times? Is that the exact number?
We
kept you holding on the line there before we went on the air. We were counting. We had three of us going through. We're almost at a million. I think that's what it is.
Well, that's pretty cool then, huh?
I think so. You've got a world record for the most world records is something like that, yeah. But you've had, I mean, let's be honest, quite a few accomplishments in your career. I mean, what would be one of the highlights for you?
Honestly, like, the awards are great. Being in the Guinness Book of World Records, great. Grammys, great. Honestly, I think the best reward is when people can come up to me and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Rain on Me made me leave my abusive boyfriend, or Foolish helped me get out of that relationship. You know what I mean? So when I'm when I'm able to really get something from obviously a real life person to come and tell me that I've changed something in their life, that's definitely the reward.
Can you give me one word to describe the feeling knowing that your words and your sound can touch somebody so deeply?
Oh, that's a tough one. One word?
Yeah.
One word. Blessing.
That's great. And you know what? So your music is inspiring, and that's a big part of why you're a guest starring on The Biggest Loser, of course. You're motivating people. Tell me what it's like being on that show.
It was such an amazing experience to be a part of that show. Obviously, with the contestants losing so much weight, you know, collectively together, I think they lost like over 800 pounds. And just their drive, their passion, their willpower to become healthy, and, you know, with team effort, you know, and just to see the before and after, it was like, wow, you saw the dedication, you saw like the spirit in everyone's eyes. It was completely different. It was funny, I was in the dressing room and I said, give me a paper so I can, you know, at least know the names and the story, so when I go out there I can talk to everyone. And when I went out there, I was like, oh my gosh, everyone looks like different people. So it was a compliment, you know. It was really, really great. So I was glad to be a part of it.
It's funny too, because, you know, I watch a show like that, and I mean, I don't need to lose weight. I'm in good shape. But you sort of do learn something about yourself when you're watching it. It kind of makes you look at how you eat and the way you live. Did you learn anything?
Absolutely. You know, especially nowadays, you definitely have to watch what you eat. You know, unfortunately, with the fast food and the process, you know, all of that stuff. And then you have to do moderations and understand when you're overeating versus, you know what I mean, being greedy and whatever. But it's definitely it's an amazing show, and I'm really glad that, you know, they have the show, because, like you said, a lot of people can learn. If you're not involved, if you're not in it, at least you can watch it and take, you know, what you need for yourself from it.
You know, I had a debate with Bob Harper when he was on the show before. There is nothing wrong with KFC once in a while, you know that?
Every once in a while is not bad.
It's good. You know, I'm going to cheat once in a while, yeah.
Exactly.
Are you one of the, do you have... Yeah. Well, do you have a sweet tooth? What's sort of your one weakness when it comes to, like, junk food or something bad?
Oh, my gosh. You asked the wrong question.
Uh-oh.
Do I have a sweet tooth? I'm surprised I still have the teeth in my head. I go through bags of candy, which is not cool. I love Sour Patch. I love Bubblicious, watermelon Bubblicious gum, jelly beans. I have a lifetime Willy Wonka Golden card, so I can order candy for life.
Oh, how about Hershey Kisses? Hershey Kisses?
Hershey Kisses are cool. I'm not huge on chocolate. I'm more of like the jelly bean, gum drop, you know, sweet candy.
That was one of the things. As a kid, our doctor always used to have a little jar of jelly beans, so we would sit there and wait. And sometimes if we were daring, we would sneak into his jar and grab a jelly bean if he wasn't there. So yeah, jelly beans. Yeah. So your fourth album, though, was released a couple years ago. So, of course, naturally, everybody's wondering when the next one is coming at us. What are you working on now? Is it music?
The album is coming out amazing. I'm so excited. A lot of great things going on. I was actually in the studio last weekend. Just the things that I'm writing about this time around, haven't gone through so much. You know, obviously, the industry is changing, like, as we speak. You know what I mean? It feels like there's a new vibe of music every week or so. You know, so I'm just really, really excited. hopefully there's going to be a great announcement that I'm going to be making in another few weeks, you know, as a big move that I'm making. So I'm really, really blessed and very excited, you know. I'm really excited. The album should be coming later on this year.
And what gets you through the day is nibbling on the little sweets. That's what always gets you through the day. Now, I read somewhere that you signed a TV deal to executive produce a music competition show. Is that right?
Yes, some of it. Actually, I just partnered up with Reveille, who produces The Biggest Loser. How ironic, you know. Wow. So we partnered up, and I'm going to be executive producing my own show with them, which is really cool. I don't want to say music competition yet, but it's definitely along those veins. We want to keep some of it a secret.
Okay. Oops. Am I blowing your cover? Sorry.
not really.
Now, I know that you're one fierce tweeter. I can't keep up with you. You're like a rapid tweeter. Is that right?
Rapid? I don't know about rapid, but I definitely get busy on Twitter.
You do? Okay. So, well, that's one of the things that's really kind of funny, because some people, you know, have the weirdest or the oddest messages. What's one of the weirdest things that you've sent it and then you thought, oh, what am I doing? Why did I say that?
Let me see. I have a lot of those. But I think that's why people like them.
Yeah.
You know what? Ironically, last night at like 1 or 2 in the morning, I was outside and I tweeted, I said, yo, I'm outside with a wife beater and boxers on and it's beautiful out here. And people were like, what? What are you doing outside at 2 in the morning?
I read that one, yeah.
Boxers on.
What were you doing? Are you allowed to talk about it, or is that...
Well, and then it becomes a little bit more boring than what it really was. I was actually just taking my dogs out.
Okay. Wow. All right. So, so where do you go from there? All right. So The Biggest Loser, we're going to see you, and you're doing a special performance.
I am the special performance that they don't know about. And again, it was really cool, you know, just getting a chance to see them. And some of them had their parents and some of them had other family members. And being able to sing an inspirational song that people can relate to in that setting definitely was very moving. Like when I saw bits and pieces of the clip, I was like, wow, I was actually crying a little bit. I'm not a crier, so it was really cool.
Did you tweet about it?
I did. I tweeted that it's going to be on tomorrow. I couldn't tweet about it then because NBC was like, no.
Yeah.
Don't blow up the spot yet. But I definitely will be tweeting tomorrow and obviously today. And so, I'm going to probably Ustream tomorrow night also.
So we're going to see it tomorrow night. Give me the details or we'll just check your Twitter page. But for those listening on the radio right now, tomorrow night, NBC?
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, NBC. And watch the show. It's going to be hot.
We will do that. A Grammy-winning fierce tweeter, Ashanti, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.